we see in it. So understand this difference, because here when we call it medical stuff to make you healthy, to bring you, we are not talking physical stuff. We're talking the mental and your soul that will change. Therefore, we look at your heart without any instrument in between. Yes?
Those are physicians of food and fruit. By them the animal soul is strong. We are physicians of deeds and words. The ray of the light of majesty is our inspirer. That a deed like this will be beneficial to thee, while a deed like that will cut off from the way.
Okay. What is the best technique to do for you to remember these three verses forever? Highlight it in a way that you will remember it forever. He said, when I'm talking about the real medical people, who am I talking? He's not talking about the medical people only. He's talking about the science. Whatever everybody is doing for you, all of this, the help of the family, of the surrounding people, all of that comes from where? From the people who take care of your animal life, real animal life. This is what it is. Is it those people? Our animal life is depending on those medical people who are giving us the fruit and the food. Whoever I get the food for my thought, it is that kind of stuff. When we are talking about these people, when you are talking about the peer, moron, prophet, Abdul, whatever, all of them, they are here to do something about what you do and what you say. Not what you think. What you think comes from the food or thought you take from society. We teach you something else. Not about your physical existence. That is not our problem. We're talking about your soul, right? So we talk only about what you do, what you say to the other people. And we depend on the light for this judgment and for this teaching. The only thing we could tell you is that doing this will be helpful for you to follow this path. Doing this is harmful for you following this path. This is what we do. So, the explanation, the stories, everything you receive here, you should understand this is not for your physical thought. This is for your way of connecting to other people. What you do with other people, what you say to other people. This is the important role we play. So this book is about what you do, not what you think, what you talk, what you say. Yes?
And that words like these will lead thee on, while words like those will bring anguish to thee. To those physicians, urine is evidence, whereas this evidence of ours is the inspiration of the Almighty. We do not desire a fee from anyone. Our fee comes many a time from God. Hark, come hither for the incurable disease. We, one by one, are a medicine for the sick.
So, the last paragraph was what? A very long speech by prophets. They started to say, you better appreciate it. Everybody said, oh, let's go, we have heard this stuff. We are bored and we don't like it. Then the prophet explained everything, right? And you got it all, right? So the story should finish. It's not. So maybe he didn't get it yet. So he goes on, yes.
How the people demanded miracles from the prophets.
Ah, that's why you didn't get it. Because they're okay, like this, but what about the prophet? Remember he talked about that stuff, book 2. Do you remember the beginning of book 2? He said, listen, this wisdom I'm talking about is about going and coming back and joining everyone, then the musicality and the feast starts. There is a donkey in you, enemy of this path. That's the only enemy. Know that one. The thing you should do is like every one of us going through the fire, burning whatever is here for something that is endless. You know that your physical existence here is not endless. It will end. But you know that your spirit doesn't end. That's what we are talking about. That was the first paragraph, right? Then he said, what? One hair of your eyebrow looks like a moon in the sky to you. You are playing with that serpent of knowledge. And let me tell you, what are you doing here? You're here to learn the spell. And you wish to learn it fast, quickly, and go and use it. Even if the Messiah doesn't give you the spell, you want to watch it as a show, because magic for you is a show. Here, we believe in magic. But you expect magic. When these all these lessons and talkings are beautiful, makes everybody feel better and good, right? What else do you need to accept them just like that? No, you always ask for more. Yes, let's see the miracle.
The people said, oh, ye company of imposters, where is the evidence of knowledge of medicine and usefulness? Since ye are in bondage like us to this same sleep and food, a pasturing of the country, since ye are entrapped by this water and earth, how are ye hunters of the same law, the heart? Love of power and dominion induces to reckon himself amongst the prophets. We will not put in our ears such vain boasts and lies and fall into deception. The prophets said, this arises from that malady. The original blindness is the screen from seeing. Ye have heard our call, and ye do not see this jewel in our hands. This jewel is a test for the people. We turn it about round eyes. Whosoever says, where is the evidence? His words are an evidence that he does not see the jewel and is enthralled to blindness. A son has come to speech. Arise, for the day has risen. Jump up, do not dispute. You say, O son, where is the evidence? I will say, it will say to you, O blind one, beg of God an eye.
You see what's happening? He's trying to explain a very bizarre situation. The people started to say, oh, why should we believe in you? We have heard this stuff a lot. So how could we know that you are the people like us? How could we really believe that you are the hunter of that best Seymour of the 30 birds, why should we believe in you? Okay, why should you believe in them? They said, you know what? This is interesting. Because there is this jewel we have, and this works like a test, like knowing who is who. We show it to everyone. Whoever doesn't see it, we realize that that fellow is blind. This is what we are talking about. We are talking about the essence of kindness. Okay? When you show the essence of kindness to the people, who will get it? The people who are not kind, when you show them the essence of kindness, they think you are stupid and they could take advantage of you. That's the way they see it. Try to explain to them the kindness. At the end, they say, you know what? Logically, it's a very selfish act because you are going to do it because you enjoy it. Isn't it? Isn't it? Yes, it is. I'm kind because I enjoy it. Does it mean that my kindness comes from my selfishness? That's the argument here. They start to say, you know what? It's like the sun is out, and you will say, oh, I have no proof that the sun is out. Go and pray to have eyes, because you're blind, period. The sun doesn't need to prove itself to everyone every day it comes out. Yes?
If anyone seek a lamp in bright daylight, the very fact of seeking announces his blindness. And if you do not see, but have formed an opinion that 'tis the dawn and that you are in a veil, do not proclaim your blindness by these words. Keep silence and be in expectation of the grace. To say in the midst of the day, where is the day, is to expose yourself, O day seeker. Patience and silence attract the mercy, whereas to seek this sign is a sign of infirmity.
Everything was being prepared for this recipe. Do you remember when he talked about this patience? Do you remember when he was closing the book one? The last verse was about patience, and said the patience will bring it. Your brain is in rush. With rushing, nothing will happen. You should be patient. Here he will say, patient and quietness. This is what will bring you everything. Everything will be offered to you if you are quiet. Quiet with what? With whom? First of all, with yourself. These people of Sabah, they are talking to themselves. This is the way they see themselves. Here, we say, listen, when you're looking for some reasoning for this, this is that sickness. Yes?
Except be ye silent, in order that the recompense of be ye silent may come to your soul from the beloved.
Do you know what that means, really, the word? Keep quiet. This is something very special. It will happen one time that Muhammad will come in a tent and will see that everybody is talking, somebody is reading Quran, somebody is doing this, somebody doing that, and the order will come that shh. Whenever somebody is reading the reading book, the Quran, everybody should shut up. That shut up was very strong. Here we say, do you know why did it come out? Why did it happen? Because when they are reading